Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
The Royals did just announce during the break that they have agreed once again with Diamond Sports Group, owner of FanDuel Sports Network, for this upcoming season. The games will continue to be produced and distributed by FanDuel Sports Network. So it's the same setup, just rebranded from Bally Sports. The one addition to this, as we discussed a couple weeks ago, is that this year you will also be able to watch the Royals through Amazon Prime Video. Now, it will be an add-on subscription. There's no announcement on specific cost for that at this point in time. So I have no idea what that's going to look like, but it is going to be an add-on. They don't have a pricing structure out yet, but it'll be on the four major cable networks, Comcast, DirecTV, et cetera. And then the app itself, the standalone app, will probably be very similar cost-wise to the Bally app. I think you can already see the branding has changed to the FanDuel Sports Network app. And there's maybe a chance that the Amazon add-on is a different price. Maybe it's cheaper, but that's a big if at this point. But that's the latest from the Royals. If you're wondering where things were going to go and how to watch games, you should just listen to them on 96.5 The Fan anyway. But if you're wanting to watch them as well, FanDuel Sports Network is going to have the games. And it'll be very similar with the caveat that now you're going to be able to also have the ability, if you already have the Amazon app, to just have the add-on through there. And let's be real. I know the Amazon app, Drew, is stable. Like that was a big issue that I had early on in the season with the Bally app, is the stability of it. We've seen NFL games on Thursday Night Football for years now. We've had plenty of other things on the Amazon app. I've really never had any issues with the Amazon app. So that's the part that I think is the best. Other than that, nothing else is really changing.
The worst thing that you can have is an app that's malfunctioning constantly, which, whether it be here in Kansas City, friends who watch the Pacers on Bally back at home, always Bally crashing, there's always a problem and everything like that. So I like this, the convenience of being able to have it on two places, I guess, technically now. Or how much was the Bally app, by the way?
It was, what, $19.99 a month or something like that?
I mean, you would hope that it would be, like, as an add-on, it wouldn't be as much, but because you're already paying for the Prime subscription, so you would hope that maybe it's a little bit cheaper, which in turn might allow people to save a little bit of money in their pockets.
So that's the latest. We'll let you know if there's anything new on pricing and stuff that comes out, but the Royals announcing that during the break.